Perry Mason approaches the defense table.
Oh, Perry. You know I don't hand out bouquets,
What's
but...
What's the matter with you, Bella?
The way you handled that child. And Dory, she's so sweet. She's so wonderful and gentle.
You're going to have red eyes if you keep this up.
And besides...
Besides, I can't have my secretary wallowing in sentiment. Not right now. Not when I need her.
What for?
I want you to call Dr. Kenyon.
Who?
Kenyon, the psychologist on the juvenile board staff. We met her on the Clement marijuana
case. Yes, that Kenyon. Yes, and?
Ask her to come here just as fast as she possibly can. Tell her it's important. Very important. She's one of the sweetest kids in the world.
Objection overruled, Mr. Epp. Is that clear?
Yes, Your Honor, but I...
Yes, sir. Continue, Mr. Mason.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, Dory.
Does that mean I can talk about it now, Mr. Mason?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it means. I have to ask you questions because some of us, not all of us, but some of us were getting kind of mixed up.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. For instance, some of us thought that you and May Grant wanted to stay in that apartment.
Oh, no. Mr. Mason,
I... That's what you told us. In fact, do you know what a prisoner is, Dory? Dory?
Oh, yes, Rapunzel.
Hmm?
Rapunzel in the tower.
Oh, the princess.
She was locked up in the tower, and she had long, beautiful golden hair. The old bad witch came to the tower and said, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair so I can climb the golden stairs.
She was a prisoner?
Yes. Oh, just like Mommy and me in the apartment.
You were a prisoner?
Don't answer that. Objection, Your Honor. Defense counsel is leading the witness.
Oh, Mr. Lapp.
And confusing the issue.
Confusing, Mr. F?
Well, that child can't possibly know the meaning of the words put into her mouth.
The word prisoner? I think she has an excellent understanding. A prisoner is somebody just like Rapunzel.
Rapunzel, Mr. Wright.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Order in this court.
Your Honor, this court is no place for fairy tales, no matter what the defense lawyer...
That will do, Mr. Epp. I rule that she understands the meaning of the word in question.
But, Your Honor, I... Oh, very well.
Oh, he's getting mad.
Well, Mr. Epp doesn't like to be confused, Dory. And since there seems to be confusion, in at least one person's mind, at your definition, let's show what you mean.
What, Mr. Mason?
Well, Dory... Were you and your mommy ever alone in that apartment? All by yourselves?
Oh, yes. One time. One day after lunch.
In the afternoon?
Uh-huh. Afternoon. That means after lunch.
Yes, of course. Now, what happened that day?
Mommy and I tried to go home.
You mean you packed up your clothes and...
Oh, no, Mr. Mason. Mommy said we didn't have time. We had to go while they were out of the apartment.
So you didn't take your clothes?
No. Mommy took her purse and I took Manuel Jr. I couldn't leave my doll.
No, of course not. And so then?
Well, we went out of the door and down the steps. There was another door at the bottom. Mommy opened the door. And that was when that...
Your Honor, this testimony is a hodgepodge of confusion.
Again, Mr. Epp, it seems clear enough to me.
Seems, Your Honor, but I contend the child actually is so mixed up she doesn't know what she's saying. And furthermore, I demand that the confusion be cleared away now, without compounding this confusion.
Wait a minute, Abt. I think I know what you're driving at.
Mr. Mason. Now I'm getting confused. I've no idea what you're driving at, Mr. Abt.
The confusion in the mind of this child. She's getting dates and places and persons all mixed up. She doesn't even know who she is.
I still don't understand exactly what you're referring to.
Let me ask her a few questions, Your Honor. I can show you.
She's saying.
Wait, Dory.
Now, I object, Your Honor. Mr. Apt is looking for a chance to plant confusion.
Mr. Mason, I... All right. You may ask a few questions, Mr. Apt. But gently. I warn you, gently.
Why, of course, Your Honor. Dorothy, you walked down those stairs with your mommy?
Yes.
And what did Mr. Carlo say to you?
What?
Your Honor, if this continues...
Give her a chance to answer, Mr. Mason.
Mr. Carlo wasn't there. It was Mommy.
But Mr. Carlo is your mommy, isn't she?
No. Yes, she is. But...
Isn't she?
Mr. Epp,
Oh, I'll be very gentle, sir. But don't you know who you mean, Dorothy? Don't you know who your mommy is?
Mommy's my mom.
Meaning Mr. Carlos.
Mommy!
Your Honor, everybody in this court knows that Dory refers to Mrs. Grant as Mommy.
I don't agree at all, Mr. Mason. She doesn't know who her mother is.
She understands sufficiently. If there's any doubt, Dory can simply refer to Mrs. Grant or Mr. Carlos.
Again, no, Mr. Mason. It isn't that simple. Justice is at stake here.
Justice? What justice is there?
Please, Your Honor.
All right, Mr. Aft, I'm listening.
This child's testimony is given weight by what she does or does not understand.
All right.
She's displayed a fundamental confusion in her mind. I demand that she be made to understand the true facts.
Oh, Your Honor, there is no reason for battering this little girl with something that she should understand slowly.
Oh, yes, Mr. Mason. Oh, yes, indeed, there is a reason. You would have very good grounds for another trial.
What?
If Mrs. Grant is convicted in court by a confused witness...
You're ignoring the fact that this child's testimony is helping Mrs. Grant.
For the present, it may look that way. But I have another witness to follow, Mr. Mason. And, Your Honor, before we take one further step, I must insist that Dory be made to understand.
What are you saying, Mr. Mason?
I'll answer that, Dorothy. It's time we found out just what you do and you do not understand. Now, believe me, Your Honor, I hate to do this. I really do, but justice demands...
I'm sick of your crocodile tears, Mr. Rats. I know what you're asking,
Mr. Mason.
Your Honor, I have Mr. Mason.
Thank you, Your Honor. Now, Dorothy...
No, you be quiet too, Mr. Abbott.
Eh?
Mr. Mason, the prosecutor has raised a strong point. As long as there is ambiguity in this child's testimony,
Mr. Mason, I don't understand. I really...
I'll say it so you can understand, Dorothy. Suppose you come up here and sit with me again.
Your Honor...
Please, Mr. Mason. I want to do this as painlessly as I can. Come, Dorothy, and... bring your doll and sit by me.
Yes, Mr. Your Honor.
Your Honor,
suppose you sit down, Mr. Mason. And you'd better sit down too, Mr. Rapp, while I explain.
But, Mr. Your Honor...
Yes. Come here, my dear.
All right.
There. Dory, weren't you told that Mr. Carlo... weren't you told that Mr. Carlo... weren't you told that truly, really, your mommy...
oh.
Your mommy?
Oh.
Your mommy?
Oh.
Your mommy?
Oh.
Then what do you mean when you quit your mommy?
But she is my mommy because I'm her little girl. My name is the same. Dorothy Mae Grant's my name, and mommy's name is...
No, you aren't really, Mrs.
Grant. I am.
You see, if Mrs. Grant did have a little girl...
But she does. She does have... she does. She does have a little girl, me.
Listen, Dorothy, Mrs. Grant doesn't have any children. Doesn't have any children. Not really.
But I'm here.
Name isn't Grant, honey, because Missile name...
Sloan, Your Honor. Catherine DiCarlo Sloan.
Sloan. Miss DiCarlo's full name is Sloan, Dory.
But, Mr. Your Honor...
So your name is Sloan, not Grant. Grant isn't your name, honey. It can't be, because you aren't Mrs. Grant's little girl. When you were a very, very little child, you went to live with Mrs. Grant. But that didn't change it, Dory. That doesn't make Mrs. Grant your mother.
But she is. Mommy.
So when you say mommy, that has to mean you're talking about Miss DiCarlo, at any rate in this court, whose full name is Catherine DiCarlo Sloan.
No! No, I don't want to be her little girl. I want mommy. I want... I won't be anybody's little girl.
Dory.
If I'm not my mommy's little girl, I won't be anybody's little girl.
Well, there's no confusion about what Mr. Frederick Aft wanted. He wanted Dory stopped before she could give further testimony. And now Dory's stopped. But Mr. Aft isn't. He's planning to follow through, to make absolutely certain that... Well, join us by all means tomorrow, won't you?